Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lotta Rain 333. Thank you so much for coming back to this channel to hear the things that the Lord has been showing me through words, messages, dreams, warnings. And I do have a very important warning that the Lord wants me to bring to you today. First, I want to say if you do have any prayer requests, please send them to me in the next few days because I'm going to send a prayer list to the prayer team and so they can be praying for you. The link is down below in the description box of where you're to send the prayer requests. All right, so the Lord gave me a message a couple of days ago. And in this message, he was telling me about the importance of being careful of who we follow, to beware of any false teachers or prophets or self-acclaimed apostles that are proclaiming themselves to be that. The Lord has shown me that there is great danger in following those people who are not from Him. But like it says in 1 Corinthians 11, and by the way, I will have all the corresponding scripture in my blog. And for this message especially, I'm about to read to you a message I received from the Lord. There is some really important scriptures, brothers and sisters, that I really urge you to read, especially concerning false prophets, false apostles, false teachers, and pastors. And because the Word has everything that we need in it, and that's where we are to go to get the understanding that we need and the teaching that we need on how to follow the Lord and how to beware of false teachings that are going to come and lead us astray. You know, it says in the Word that there are people who call themselves servants of righteousness, and they are like angels of light. Everything they don't do, they seem so spiritual, and they seem to have it all together, and they're so knowledgeable about the Word, but they're also deceiving. They can actually do false signs and wonders, and I believe this false signs and wonders that it actually talks about in 1 Corinthians 11 can include like false healings and casting down of demons and false miracles, that these can actually be done, especially in the last days, with people who are self-proclaimed servants of God who have been given this power to fool even the elect, to lead them down a bad path. And I think as we go further into the last days, we are going to see more and more of these false teachers and apostles and prophets that are going to fool people because they can do false miracles. It says in Matthew 24:24, for false Christs, and this is talking about the end days now, because Matthew 24 is all about the end days. It says, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So this is a warning that the Lord is showing me that he wants, I believe he wants me to share with you, is for us to be on the watch out, to be alert. I believe the warning is that if you follow false apostles or false prophets or teachers, then you will be accountable before the Lord, and you will receive the same judgment as those you follow. And that's very, very serious, brothers and sisters. There's a principle in the Bible that shows that the same punishment goes on the followers of those who are not following the Lord. And you can see this principle in Revelation 2:22, where it talks about Jezebel, And all those who follow Jezebel, it says this, it says, indeed, I will cast her, her being Jezebel, into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation unless they repent of their deeds. So what that is saying is when it says committing adultery, it means coming into union with a false teaching, a false prophecy. These people with Jezebel, who follow Jezebel, and if you read and understand more about Jezebel, last day Jezebel, which we're seeing Jezebel, the spirit of Jezebel today in the last days like never before, and those who follow her, and I don't want to get right now into all the signs about Jezebel, especially there's such a spirit of Jezebel in the church now. And Lord willing, I will go ahead and get a video out about that. But if you're following in a church that has a Jezebel leader or somebody who is leading different things, seek the Lord on that, because it's a dangerous situation for you to be in. We also see this principle of those who follow the beast and the false prophet, that they will receive a punishment for being deceived, for following the beast. And we see that in Revelation 14:11, where it says, and the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here again, we see those who follow a false teacher, false prophet, or the beast who was, you know, trying to set himself off to be a false Jesus, they're going to also receive great punishment. So, brothers and sisters, this is the warning that I feel like I need to bring to you, is please, as believers in Jesus Christ, we are called to test the spirits so we will not be deceived. Because, like I said, in the last days, deception is going to be at an all-time high, that even the elect can be deceived. And this calls for much prayer and seeking the Lord to lead and guide us into all the truth concerning the people that we listen to or follow. We must examine their fruit, and we must also, before we put ourselves under any leadership of people, we need to get a green light from the Lord that this is where he wants us. And we need to ask him, are there any red flags that I need to know about before I follow this person, or before I listen, go to a certain church and sit under a certain pastor? Please pray carefully about that, because there are those who are 90% correct in all that they say, and that's why they come off kind of like an angel of light, where it all seems so good. However, it is that 10% that can corrupt and can lead you astray, and I don't want that to happen to any of you, brothers and sisters. So I'm thankful that the Lord is warning not just you, but he's also warning me as well. You know, he is faithful. The Lord is faithful. He will show us the truth about those who we follow or who we listen to. But sometimes we have to wait patiently upon him until we hear his leading. All right, now let me go ahead and read the message that I received on the 14th. Of February 2024. Here's that message. Because the time is late, it is imperative that you hear my voice and know my will excuse me, for your life. Let me say that again. Because the time is late, it is imperative that you hear my voice and know my will for your life. Through a relationship with me and the Holy Spirit, you will be able to discern which way to go. More than any other time, this is very important as the beast system is gaining momentum and control. Please pray to escape all its snares, traps, and deceptions. I will carry you like a shepherd carries his lamb. For those who trust in me with all of their hearts and lean not on their own understanding, you will rest upon my shoulders. Hallelujah. My lambs hear my voice and know my call. It is a unique call that is only for those who are mine that can hear. It comes in many different ways and at different levels. Those who are trained by it hear more clearly. Others are just starting to hear me. I can be found and heard foremost through my word. It is there that I speak to my children who are listening and seeking. I am also a still small voice that speaks to your spirit, so cultivate alone time with me so that I can be heard. Another way to hear my direction is by asking for open or closed doors. These can be fleeces that you put before me. The answers that come will include my peace that passes all understanding, and this will be a sign to you. Sometimes I speak through my people, my saints and prophets and watchwomen and men. However, great discernment is needed, especially in these times of deceptions. All voices must line up with my word, or they are not true and are false. For in the last days, false teachers and prophets are here and abounding. They come as angels of light, full of brilliance and charm. They come to deceive my people by slowly leading them down a path that is wide unto destruction. Many false teachers are preachers and pastors that seek their own ambition and hide behind my word as they twist it oh so subtly. They are the wolves in sheep's clothing that come to devour my sheep. It says in Matthew 7:15-16, beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Back to message. Many of my sheep are ignorant of my word, for they do not study it to find themselves approved. Therefore, their ears are tickled by fleshly teaching that leads to idolatry. It becomes a worship of others as well as self. It exalts and puffs up instead of bringing humbleness that leads to repentance. Do not follow those who exalt themselves and not my kingdom. Do not follow the proud, the boastful, the self-seekers, and those who are building their own kingdom here on earth. I want to say that again. Do not follow those who are building their own kingdom here on earth. For them, they have already received their reward. For those who follow those that I have not ordained, pay heed, because judgment not only will fall on them, but also on those who follow. My beloved children, know that I love you with an everlasting love that will go on into all eternity. And that was the end of the message that I received, brothers and sisters. So the two chapters I ask you to read if you have some time is 2 Peter 2 and Jeremiah 23. Those both talk a lot about the false prophets, the false teachers. And I would urge you if you can read them. And I also have quite a few other scriptures in my blog, and read those because I think that will help you understand more the message that the Lord has been giving me. All right, well, thank you so much for coming and listening to the things that the Lord has been showing me. And until next time, stay blessed. Know that I'm praying for you and your families. Shalom.